All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So it's been the first summer that New Yorkers can e-hail a taxi. That is, they can use an app like Uber or Halo on their smartphone to get a cab. New York is home to the most taxis in the U.S., and as a New Yorker, I gotta say, so far, I just don't get the appeal of these apps. Sure, they're easy, but why would I poke at my phone and wait when I can just lift my arm and yell?
Taxi!
So far, according to the numbers, most New Yorkers agree with me. During June, the first month these apps were allowed to be used, e-hailed trips made up less than 0.25% of all yellow cab rides. The city says of the roughly 117,000 requests made through the apps, less than 1/5 were successful, meaning that a driver and a rider eventually found each other and committed an act of transportation. So after this info came out, I tweeted about it, writing that old habits die hard for New Yorkers. And the woman who is sitting with me right now tweeted back. Stacey, what did you say?
Brown people disagree.
Stacey Marie Ishmael is a product manager at a tech startup and an advocate for minorities and tech. And Stacey, why do you say that brown people disagree?
I think one of the advantages of these kinds of apps is they remove the uncertainty that you face that a cab driver will pass you by because they're profiling you based on how you look, expecting that you will maybe want to go to the outer boroughs like Brooklyn or Queens, or, you know, sort of more nefariously potentially be a criminal.
A criminal? Has this, and you feel like you've experienced this?
I've definitely experienced the, you're out late and you're trying to get a cab and you're the one with the strategic spot and you are getting passed by, or you and your group of friends are getting passed by for sort of people who look less brown.
So despite the fact that you're in the right spot on the street with your hand raised and the
dressed
taxi driver
very
can see
civilized
you,
fashion, yep, it's and, just not going to be me.
And with these apps, they don't know what you look like and they can't base whether they pick you up or not on what you look like.
Yeah. Actually, there was a really interesting tweet by another person I follow on Twitter named Jamel Bui. And he describes an experience in which he paid for an Uber taxi. And when the taxi driver arrived and saw him, he didn't want to stop. Jamel Bui is black. And he said, you know, he didn't want to stop until I actually yelled Uber at him. And Uber was very good. They refunded him the fare. You know, I don't know if the taxi driver was reprimanded. But it shows that in as much as these apps sort of remove some of that uncertainty, they can't take it away. If you're going to get profiled, you're going to get profiled. So I think there are kind of two elements there. One, it takes away the possibility that you're not going to want to take me somewhere because you think I live in the outer boroughs, or you are discriminating against me on the basis of, you know, you think I'm going to rob you, or I might commit some kind of random act of vandalism based on your profiling of me. And the second thing is, too, I think it gives a degree of safety for me. One of the things I like about some of these apps is you can actually share your location with someone.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you're getting into a cab late at night, I can actually send a text to somebody and say, hey, I'm in this cab and I'll be home shortly. And if I'm not home, let me
sound
know.
The alarm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, one of the things that these statistics said was that actually the areas with the most e-hailed rides were in Brooklyn and Queens. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of, that made me think, well, maybe they were in areas where a lot of taxis don't go roaming.
Yeah. And so I'm fortunate that where I live in Queens, there you can find a yellow cab. But you go slightly further out and there are almost none, right? There are only sort of the black livery cars. And the outer boroughs have actually been where I've had, one, the most success using these apps. And, you know, found them really helpful because there was just not a yellow cab in sight.
I mean, from what you're saying, it almost seems like even if some New Yorkers don't get e-hailing, having it here in the city is worthwhile in a completely different way because they're bringing cabs to underserved areas and maybe underserved people.
I definitely think so. You know, I like talking to taxi drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first times I took Halo here, I asked the cab driver, well, when do you find this useful? And he said, well, really off-peak, when he's just sort of trawling the city and doesn't know where he might find a fare, this is a much more directed and less wasteful way of him getting a guaranteed fare than just driving around hoping somebody will be looking for a cab. He said he doesn't use it during peak periods because then he can just, you know, drive down Broadway or whatever and somebody's going to jump in.
Stacey Marie, thank you so much for your time and for tweeting back at me.
Anytime, Anoush.